Sorry, the gold balls.
Look at him.
Poink, poink, hero poink, poink, poink.
Look ridiculous. At all those balls. His balls are always bouncing. His balls
They're
are
all
always
over
falling.
The place. You're the worst.
Now that I know that they make the sound poink when he fires them, I like him better.
Oh.
Poink, 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 poink. I'm okay with that.
Does it creep you out more when you find out in the future that they're actually eggs?
No, that's fine.
All right.
That seems excessive, but...
12, 15 to the 22nd. Lots and lots and lots of events going on right now.
Oh, so either one of you guys.
Teeth for the win, by the way.
I have some okay, good. We still have like a full minute. Do I need to know or understand what Log4j is? Does it affect me? Do I care?
Do you have any things running Apache, Apache-based stuff?
I don't know what that means. So let's go back a full
step. It's like a web page backend.
I don't have a web page.
So then you
should
shouldn't...
be mostly okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Will this affect our web page for the show?
No, it's automatically updated by the hosting service.
Okay. Will it affect the soon-to-be-named network web page?
Can't say.
Okay.
I would hope that this would be the same answer, but I don't even know who the host of that is, so.
Okay.
Is it just a Tumblr page?
So this will not affect my life in any way other than people like, perhaps, Mike Dunn or Ray's wife or maybe even you guys have a ton of extra work to do.
Me? No. Karen? Tons. Okay.
Who does? Karen?
Yeah.
Unbelievable amounts. Okay, so this is making her life worse.
Yeah.
In so much that it creates a lot of extra work for her.
Right. I think she's pretty much through it at this point. So.
Okay. Because I was reading it today, and as far as the internet, whenever I was able to sift through enough technical jargon, the internet was like, the internet, we know it, is going to collapse. Every major corporation is going to go out of business. We're going to be living in Fallout 4 post-apocalyptic hellscape. And I was like, oh, my.
Yeah.
Does your store's webpage, who hosts that? Do you guys host that, or is it?
Yeah, I think we host that.
Oh, well, you might want to check that.
All right, I'll ask Bryce if we care.
Okay. Is your payroll processed by Kronos?
I don't know what that means.
They're a company that does time entry and payroll.
Every other Friday, my mother-in-law or father-in-law hand me a check, and then I go on with my life.
Do you fill out a timesheet?
I punch a time card, yes.
Like a physical time card?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then you should be probably out of it.
Okay.
You can mitigate it. There are patches. There are.
Well, I'm just saying Kronos got hacked and they said it might be weeks before they get their crap back together.
Oh, okay.
So they told people to maybe look at other, paying processors right now. Oh, the old man says he's affected by Kronos.
Yeah, apparently going to the Ian method of getting paid. Hey, here's your money. And Karen described her dealing with this because she's a manager. It's just a matter of keeping everybody's level of panic at the correct amount.
Okay.
Like you don't want to panic too much and freak out.
Right.
But you don't want to just go, we're okay, because you're not okay.
Okay.
I had a roll.
So on next week's episode of the show, Ray and Craig explain to me what crypto is.
Why does this thing have value?
Right.
What is a blockchain
again? No, I'm just kidding. I almost understand that. Ever since Craig sent me that link, I spend an awful lot of my free time teaching myself what crypto is, what all the words mean, how it's relevant, we assign value to things.
What about non-fungible tokens?
What's that? Yeah. Yeah. Those are a little more unique. I don't super understand why dumb internet memes have value, but I'm getting there.
Did I see something about the Keanu said these are dumb?
Who did?
I thought it was something that he said to Keanu Reeves said NFTs were stupid or something.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think Colbert asked him about a meme about himself. He asked him about the sad Keanu. He was like, I was hungry. Give me a break.
He's a good dude.
I'll try and eat a sandwich.
I want to hang out with him. That'd be a good time. Yeah. Like, can we
Exactly, Sam Bryan. We'll try to release some Probably not by Christmas, but we'll release some PW3 NFTs once I figure out how to create such a thing.
That's right.
All right. In the meantime,
sit down with beers with like Keanu Reeves and Bill Murray. That would be a good time.
I don't know. I think Bill Murray's a little bit too weird sense of humor for me to have a drink with. So Donkey Teeth, by the way, is probably not going to let this go. He wants an explanation about the gold balls conversation when we open the channel.
Oh,
we'll tell you sometime in the middle of topic two.
There you go.
Should we start?
Don't
topic
worry,
one?
We're here for you.
Or pre-topic one, topic zero. Should we start then?
Yeah, you're gonna say the intro, and then we're just gonna coast from there.
All right.
Let me make sure I got my show notes and the trivia ready. But you can start. I'll zone out.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 320th installment of the Postal Warrior 3. I'm Dwoolly 1. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. How you doing, folks?
Good.
Good. I've got a...
That was a delay.
Sorry, I started reading the script, and there's some stuff that I have some serious questions about, but when we get there, I feel like Craig will help me through it.
Oh, phew. You can't always depend that I know what I write.
No. No, but at the very worst, I'll either find out if it was a typo or if there's something cool and crazy going on in the game.
Okay. All right, so it's the week of 1215 to 1222. You know what year it is. Let's roll forward. In your 5-day 4-star crash! On the Titans. I think last week we covered the, for me, impossible winning event. Ray, did you have an inch to win that one?
I'm sorry.
Is that the Mantis one?
Yeah.
Which event? Oh, yes.
Ray,
yeah.
Ray did win the Mantis, yeah. But it was a lot of hard work. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it won last week if he said he'd won it or not.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Good deal. On the 13th, we had Gwenpool versus Moon Knight?
Yes. Yep.
Ian, how'd that go?
It took more than one try, which I don't love, but it turns out I had enough Gwenpool shards that I could bump up her green one more level.
Ooh, there you go.
And so I don't have any plot armor, but I have like 4 and 3 of the other ones or some usable amount of.
Well, yeah. See, if you can check off's gun, then, you know, you got it going.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me check my favorite resource. Yes. I have her at a 403. So, you know, I gave her that. I had her at a 402. I took her to a 403, threw some ISO at her, and it was success.
Nice. I did get it.
And I didn't, again, you're right. It was just Chekhov's gun and denying him. You know, it was a constant race for green.
Right. I did get a message from
I did okay.
From Donkey Teeth saying, I am shocked to my core that Ian put ISO in Gwenpool.
Well, I wanted that token. Or that yeah, the whatever, the purple thing that I open up once a show.
Right.
Coming up number next is Howard versus what I assume is Big Pun.
That's the Max.
Right.
Oh, Punisher to the Max. Yeah, that makes super sense.
I'm assuming that's where we're going with that graphic. Everyone has a champ Howard.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
Again, and another one where I'm nipping at Craig's heels.
I have him at the Super Crack 355 film.
I'm suspicious. Only because Ray has his the same as mine, which fills me with confidence.
Yeah, that's probably the better way to go. What do we got? Storyland. There's so many events going on right now. That screen is chock full of stuff. So Deadpool versus. That'll get you a Rocket and Groot, an Icarus, some Ultron shards. Placement is the Romper Stomper and some Daredevil shards. That'll be followed up by Web Wonder. Colossus, the Romper Stomper, Daredevil. Placement is Blob and some shards for the new character. Then there will be introducing new character. And right now we've got Web of History going, which will give you a, I believe, a random Civil War Spidey cover.
That's the Johnny Storm. Here we are. We made it to where I needed you to be.
Okay.
Which Spider-Man is that?
He's 4-star Spider-Man.
So by that, of course, you mean Infinity War Spider-Man.
Sure. That's exactly what I meant.
Civil War Spider-Man is wearing a little old-timey uniform and carrying a Confederate flag.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because that's what I'm envisioning.
Well, yeah, hey, did you know Peter Parker was into reenactments?
I thought so. I thought I saw him at Gettysburg.
And he's on the Confederate side, huh? Okay.
That seems weird for a native New Yorker, but you know.
Well, I read some things about him on his blog. Uh-oh. They're sketchy.
Cancel Peter Parker.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there's Johnny Storm Fireside Puzzles, which I think will get you all the torches.
Nice.
Like three-star Johnny, what, two-star Johnny, three-star Johnny, and Android Jim, I think, is what it gets you.
I hope so.
And then
I need more Android Jim.
Yeah, we got the Globetrotting is still going. Then I get you a Nick Fury and a Mysterio.
Ooh, I need more Mysterio.
And then PvP Land, the holiday season is running. And Shield Sim, that'll get you BDSM, Strange, and Spider-Ham. You always need more Spider-Ham.
I do need more Spider-Ham.
You're right. And
how do I get that Spider-Ham?
You got to finish the, or get enough things in the holiday season simulator.
Is this one of those special simulators where I only have to get 1,000?
Oh, I think it's 75 wins or lots and lots of points.
All right.
It's 2,000.
Less likely than I'm going to get a Spider-Ham, but I could still use one.
All right. And the other PvP event running now is called Evergreen. That's all your green characters. Then I get you Punisher and Icarus. Placement is Bubbles. And
green in color or green powers?
Green in color. I think it's She-Hulk, Hulk, and...
Are you sure?
I thought that's what the image showed me.
It does, but I did play it today.
Oh, I don't
and
play
my team. My team consisted of, like, main event Hulk, David, I Ain't No Hollaback Girl, Legion, and I want to say America Chavez?
All right. As much as I know about that event is I looked at the graphic and what the rewards were.
Ooh, what are the rewards?
Punisher and Icarus, placement is Bubbles and Goblin Shards.
Hey, I could use some Icarus. I got 3 of those from that last thing that we did.
There you go. You can get one more.
Sinister Six? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that event.
Oh, it's so fast. That's why it's the beauty of it.
It is. There's twice as many bosses. Means I log on Thursday, and by the time it's like 8 o'clock on Friday, we're done.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, the team part's over, and I'm like, huh, I guess I need to, like, get, you know, finish out my solo part here, but...
Yeah, oh, Sinister Six.
The team blows through that event, man.
And always, since the last time I've played Sinister Six, I've already since forgotten about how the boss versions of the regular characters work.
Oh, gotcha.
And they're so much worse. I was playing that event, and I was not giving it my full attention. Man, it was like messing with me. I was like, I'm not sure when the last time I looked at my computer screen was, but I think Carnage has been taking turns for like the last 48 minutes. He just kept going, and I would look back, I'd be like, I swear to God, it was my turn like 15 minutes ago. That went on through the whole event.
He's like, you weren't paying attention. I just kept going.
I know. I noticed you weren't doing anything, so I'll just carry the match for both of us.
It's funny. The only person that I have any issue with, the only boss, is Doc Ock.
Yeah, because if you don't have anything to tile control and you don't get lucky enough, that detonator's going off.
Right. I was using Shang-Chi for everything. And yeah. I got to Doc Ock, and he was like, dude, I don't know, Kung Fu doesn't work here. And eventually I'm like, oh, right, you just use a Koye and push the red through, and that destroys the row, and you're good, so.
Sure.
I just use Kitty and let her blow up all the tiles one at a time, you know.
Oh, that might work, too. Now, I don't know what's coming up in your news, Craig, but according to the old man, if I play Spider-Man, if I play Peter Parker every day, I get a token? Does that sound true to either of you?
Was unaware of that.
Well, I am going to not follow that up with any additional information.
Okay.
Yeah, that's news to me.
I mean, I use one-star Spider-Man every day, so...
Is he Peter Parker?
I don't think he's Ben Parker.
Oh, I play with a Spidey for one day. I don't know. Apparently, Spider-Man, you need to use him. You'll get something.
All right. Where do you want to go next? New character or updates to an old character?
I say updates.
I was going to say I am vastly more interested in recently reworked Lockjaw.
All right.
because I have lockjaw, and it could affect me immediately.
Recently reworked, 4-star lockjaw. They changed some stuff on him. Doesn't appear to be major changes, but some changes. His health and stats are remaining unchanged. What do we got? Loyal Protector is going to do more damage. For example, in the old version, hit level 5. It was dealing 826 damage. In the new one, it is now doing 918 damage. At max level, that's 1786.
Sweet.
They're saying that the base and scaling resistance percentage kept the same. A small buff was implemented so that the base and scaling damage improved at all levels. The blue power, you know, does stuff. Royal Escort. Boy, there's so many to read.
Yeah, you've got 12 to read. Good luck.
They've all changed.
Yeah.
In general, if things did damage before, they do more damage now. That's the quick sum up.
In some cases, significantly more damage, it looks like. Like, Crystal is, those numbers are way bigger.
Is she in this game yet? She's the red
one? No.
Okay.
Yeah, hers was went from, what, 417 to maxing at 1362. And then the green power, the good old dog that bit you, that is also going up. The level 4 of it went from 509 at the start of each turn. If you have him maxed, it is 1244 now. So that dog will bite you more.
Like, and it's not a ton. It's not a huge change.
No, I'm not sure what prompted it, but yeah. If anyone's listening, please fix Banner. If you want to fix a character, fix Banner.
I've only played Lockjaw as like a niche character. Like, he's got a few subtle uses with charge tiles and the like on puzzle gauntlet, or not gauntlet, but the puzzle quest. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this is going to encourage me to use him that much more, but
I used to use him when I played more, you know, all 4-star characters, you know, for people who had special tiles.
Okay.
But I haven't used him in quite some time.
I mean, I guess if you're in the 4-star realm, like, if, you know, 4-stars are your thing, this does make him better, clearly.
Ian, you going to use Lockjaw more?
You know, when I open a token, I'll see if I have him championed.
Okay.
And then, best case scenario, I'll say maybe.
All right.
Or when he's boosted, yes.
All right. Moving on then. New character, Proud Mary. Keeps on turning. It's a big wheel. I don't know how it did. I screwed that up.
Keep on turning?
Yeah, exactly.
That's rolling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rolling?
Yeah.
Failed rolling into MPQ?
Failed real bad. He's a 5-star villain.
Is it Big Wheel? Is that not copywritten by Mattel?
Apparently not.
Huh.
But I like 5-star villain.
That's a brand name, right? Those tricycles that I rode when I was 4 had one huge wheel in the front. Yeah. It was made entirely of plastic.
Yeah, big wheels.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, the green machine, which is, you know, the big green one that had, the brake.
Oh, yeah.
She could do spin outs.
Yes. I like that brake.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is green, red, and blue. For the green one, I do like this. The name of the green power is Spin Me Right Round. Like a record, baby. Right round, round, round. Rotate the center 2x2 block of tiles, including any lock tiles. So I guess he unlocks them in a weird way. Removing any special tiles in that block and dealing damage to the enemy team. Then deal damage to a random enemy for each speed point he has. I guess we'll find out about speed points soon.
I was going to say, how do I generate speed points, you ask?
I don't know.
Here we go.
When you get it to level 5, however, you're rotating the middle 4x4 block of tiles. So that's wacky. That's an interesting new mechanic. The red power is called Tread on Me. It's also funny. Choose a tile and rotate the 3x3 block of tiles around it, including lock tiles. Removing any strike attack and protect tiles in that block, dealing damage, plus damage for every speed point that Big Wheel has. At level 5, you're maxing it out, it's dealing 6,502 damage, plus 1,446 for each speed point. The blue power, passive. Whenever Big Wheel's team makes a match beyond the first in a turn, Big Wheel gains a speed point. If Big Wheel has 6 or more speed points at the start of your turn, Big Wheel spins out. Oh, he pulls the brake. Rotating the entire board and dealing damage per speed point, then reducing speed points down to 0. At level 5, you're dealing, at maxing, 2,714 damage per point and reducing your speed points only down to 3. So I guess you kind of slow it down instead of going to 0, instead of stopping. So wacky mechanics. I like the mechanics because that's fun. I don't understand where they busted his character out from. Like, you're really dredging the bottom of the Spider-Man villains here.
I agree with you. I like the mechanics. I love the names of the powers. And I have never heard of this before. I have no idea where he's from, where he comes from.
No, nothing. I don't know any of his origins. I know we were chit-chatting before the show. And whoever said that this ridiculous character stinks of patch. Boy, now that I've heard how he works, you are not wrong.
Yeah, I want to see how these play because it.
Oh my God, I'm already super excited. Now, just a quick question. Maybe I was only half listening, but I don't think I was. Does the last blue power have a name? Because you called it passive.
Oh, Wheelhouse. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Wheelhouse. Yeah, because I've liked everything so far. I like the absolute nonsense. I like the new mechanics, the spinning board. I also like Ray, like the names of the things. I mean, they sound big wheel-esque, except for that middle one. That one just made me laugh because I still haven't gotten over Samurai's meme from like 4 weeks ago of no step on Sneck.
The big question for me is whether or not I'm going to, you know, really hate this or be okay with it is how quickly do these rotations happen? If this happens at the speed of a board shake, I am out.
First of all, you already have animation turned off, so it won't matter.
I have had it on for quite some time recently, actually.
Have you?
I have. So there was somebody new came out who did something, and I turned it on and never turned it back off.
Oh.
I think during this whole COVID time, I've had the animations on.
I was gonna you. If you don't have the animations on, you're missing out. That one animation that nope, that's not who I'm thinking of. Who's that broad from the Scarlet Witch TV show?
The Harkness? She's not
nope,
in the game.
The other one. The other one that isn't Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah, John Rambeau.
Yes! Monica Rambeau. That one power that she fires where she gets wild eyes and her mouth is hanging open and she starts running at you. That's the best animation in the whole game.
Yeah, she's like jogging straight at you or something. She's like, ah!
It's super unsettling. So I'm real hopeful about Big Wheel's animation, but no, I've never heard of anybody named Big Wheel Jackson. I can't believe, or what's his name? Jackson Wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything about this is hooray.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was highly skeptical. Now that I've actually heard it, I'm more on board.
I like the powers. They seem that they'll be wacky and fun. But, man, Big Wheel.
So there's a guy who's a villain, and his shtick is, I'm in a wheel. Uh-huh. All right. How does this apply? Like, who does he fight?
Spider-Man.
And he thought the most efficient way to conquer Spider-Man would be to get in a big wheel?
Yeah, you know, wheels can run right through webs. It's a known fact of wheels.
He swings between buildings. What exactly are you doing with the wheel? Like,
I don't know, man.
Apart from getting away, maybe.
Wasn't there an old Cobra vehicle that was this giant wheel?
Oh, you might not be wrong.
There was a Cobra vehicle that was like a giant saw blade, and you sat in the middle, and he would just roll forward.
I
cannot remember what it was called, though. That's tough.
Yeah, because the seat kind of floated in the middle wheel.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely. It always stayed, you know, level to the ground.
Right.
And the wheel went around him.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case with Big Wheel. Otherwise, I mean, this guy's going to be dizzy as all get out.
Yeah, I was just stalling for time. I knew Samurai would come through.
Buzz roar.
Yeah, that is some inefficient travel.
And I'm not sure I'm trusting any device where I'm sitting that low to the ground that I'm going to fire a missile out of the bottom of it. That seems very dangerous to blow yourself up with a missile.
Because the buzz boar is going to cut into the,
Oh,
because
I was thinking, oh, you know, your missile, you might shoot a boulder. And then I got distracted by boulders. My boy Flava Flav was almost killed by a boulder.
I saw that.
What is that about?
I don't know. I feel like that was really the universe trying to punish him for all of his past indiscretions.
Yeah, apparently he was driving down the highway, boulder.
Yeah, he was like, if Flava Flav ever did anything wrong, may a boulder fall out of the sky and crush me.
It did. All right, let's move on. The Big Wheel cover store is running the 16th and 21st Chance to get your big wheel there. Increased chances in 10x and 40x pulls. The vault is running the 23rd and 28th. 40 items there. A roll of the dice legendary store token and blob is in there. The roll of the dice legendary store. 15% chance to get big wheel, old man meatbag, or gambit. That's an interesting two people to put with big wheel. Isn't there usually like some kind of theme?
I'm going to go with
who. Who was there besides Gambit?
Old man meatbag. Old man Logan.
How nice.
I don't know. I'm going to spend some chances at that store. I want to see how this wheel thing works
out. Is big wheel, he's a fiver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Now, first of all, he doesn't strike me as a five-star echelon character. I'm extra sad because he's a five-star, which means I'll never get to use him unless they, you know, let me use him in an event for free. But good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
I still love the mechanics.
Yeah, so he's in the Web Wonder placement rewards, the introducing Big Wheel running the 16th to 23rd, progression reward in Meat Rocket and Groot. He's shards in a placement reward in Oops All Spiders. And his event is called Role Model, so you'll get to play him in this, Ian. Role Model, running the 19th to the 22nd, that will reward you tokens to the Revolutionary Big Wheel Cover Store. That green outfit kind of looks like the Scorpion outfit, right? Just without the tail.
A little bit. I don't know, to me, it makes me think of a G.I. Joe character, so...
Oh, yeah. You're
for what?
Not wrong.
The way green he outfit looks with in the this visor. Role Model.
Oh, okay.
What was the guy who carried the walkie-talkie? He looks like that guy. Remember there was one guy whose only thing was he had a backpack that had the radio in it?
Yeah. Yep. He was their communications expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was all green.
I can't remember who he was though.
Yeah. All right. And then Ian, you're sitting down. We got a clue.
Oh my goodness. I am. Let me get into my giant, big wheel. All right. I'm ready.
I wonder if that thing gets like Sirius XM radio. So he can listen to Howard Stern while he's driving around New York in his big wheel.
Man, I spent a large portion of my life not being able to grasp why people liked Sirius XM, and then I got Sirius XM. Oh, it's so good. So good.
And Samurai has, for those not on the live show, did find us that Breaker was the G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, it does look like Breaker.
In the green uniform with the helmet, Yeah, yep. Looks a lot like Breaker. All right, the four-star teaser is Will Not Die a Monster.
Oh.
So that's got to be a quote from something, but I don't know what. Does not ring a bell for me.
Are they going to rework Morbius?
I mean, that would make sense with the movie coming out. It's a trailer, but...
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was getting his own movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it going to be yet another Blade?
It could be.
They're making one of those movies. Is there anybody redeeming themselves recently? I don't know. I'm not as plugged in as I should be.
I don't know. Warning, if you Google it, you may just get the answer, and the answer that I found doesn't make sense, so...
Okay. I will Google nothing. I will continue to lead my life of ignorance.
All right. I'm on board. Any other news? Oh, news! No show next week.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Any other
news? Not news, per se, but I was playing some Puzzle Quest today, and I thought I would play some versus events, because... I needed it to fill out some of the holiday quests. Normally when I play some PvP, I try to avoid teams with any, five-star characters on them because I don't play at that level. And I could not tell you beyond Silver Surfer the powers and abilities of a single five-star.
Okay.
So I never know what I'm up against. And I was like, all right, I got a decent team here of Legion and Main Event and America, and I saw you, and often people will come in with their five stars and they're nowhere near championed or fully covered, right. And it'll fill me with like confidence, like if it were any other tier, and that's not the case at the five star tier. So I thought, I think I can take this squad of four star champs that are all in my mind very good and face down, trying to remember who it was Hela, Cable, and who was that third? It's another five star, but they again were not. And I won, but just barely. Just barely because Legion was able to go invisible and, slowly beat down everybody with attack tiles. Sure. Because, I mean, every time I did anything, took a turn, made a match, a wolf would appear on the screen and bite one of my characters in half.
Oh, that means you had too much green.
Bishop was firing huge things of plasma at me. It was crazy. I had no idea what was happening.
Bishop, Cable, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cable and Hela are both fairly strong. They're not meta, but they're up there in damage.
I like the thought in an event where everyone's using green powers, though, to throw Hela in there so that you punish people who are hoarding green.
Right.
I like that thought. That's a good thought.
But I wasn't intentionally hoarding green. Every chance I got, I was firing off a Myclogester so that I could create more attack tile repeater creators. But, yeah, I didn't know why I was getting bit by wolves. It just kept happening. I was like, ah!
Fun stuff. Ray, you got any news?
We did have a piece of local news from Norman B., our local resident listener. He said,
Norman!
The stupid Chick-fil-A on Atherton is trying to get permission to add space to their parking lot and drive-thru, so the stupid idiots who park on the street to get their stupid chicken might not endanger the safety of others. My proposed solution is to close the business and bulldoze the building. I'm on board with you, Norman.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I am absolutely stunned that your borough, township, whatever leadership you have there is, or even the store itself, is making an effort to resolve that problem. As you guys know, I live out in the sticks, and our most popular and exciting restaurant is that we have a Dunkin' Donuts downtown. Dunkin' Donuts has a line across its drive-thru out into the main thoroughfare and about a quarter of a mile up the road, blocking traffic and endangering lives every single day of the week.
Wow.
We've made no effort to address this problem. The idea that it's happening somewhere else and someone's like, we should take some action. That's really refreshing. I appreciate that.
I just can't believe that people are stopping on that street. Like that at North Atherton? Are you kidding me? That is...
Yeah, I have seen several near accidents there when people are coming down there and don't realize that the people in front of them are all not moving.
Right.
And then they hurry up and swerve into the left lane. Yeah, it's...
That is a busy road.
Yeah, it was not well designed when the building plans were submitted and PennDOT reviewed the traffic patterns. They grossly underestimated the amount of vehicles that want to go to Chick-fil-A because
the amount of people willing to risk their own lives and others to get some nuggets.
I mean, they're good nuggets.
I'm glad that they underestimated that, but man,
maybe next time you wouldn't underestimate the drawing power of the Garden State.
That's right. Yeah, there should have been a light put at that store with the way it behaves. But I can see why you don't want to put extra lights on Atherton, but I got to do something. All right, anything else?
That should be it. We're running way over.
All right. Ian, hit me with your top three. This is going to take a minute.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let me put on my top three glasses.
Put on your hot light.
So, piggybacking off of last week's top three, we had discovered that... The list of inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was extensive, so we split it into two groups, last week being groups, this week being solo artists. And since I know for a fact that last week I started with me and that he was struggling with this list, I'm going to start with Ray.
All right.
Okay.
And Ray melted my brain last week, so I'm not going to try to make any predictions or pretend that I know anything about my friends of 20 plus years.
If I don't know Ray's number one, I will be astounded.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't even have a guess as to what his number one is. And I refuse to guess, but I also have no guess. I don't know I don't know your list or his list. This one is a total free for all in my mind.
Let me start with the fact that I made a list of like 15 inductees, and then Ian messaged and was like, can we just divide this up into bands and solos? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then I went through my list and pulled out all the solo artists to make a second list, and I had one. So I had to go back through and find two more people to throw on my list. Like, apparently the individuals who are inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are not my favorites. However, my number three, I picked, I can't say that I'm a huge fan of his music, but I am a fan of his originality, his ability to put music together, music that I had never heard the likes of before. Just a very interesting artist. Jeff Beck is my number three.
Interesting. Oh,
very interesting.
That came out of left field right there.
Now, again,
I don't hate any of that.
This is not like, you know, I don't have a trove of records or albums from these artists. However, Jeff Beck, I mean, he's got a lot of talent, so.
That's true.
Huh. Man, my list is really banal, so.
I love the...
I was going to say, well, that's why...
Go ahead.
What, Donkey Teeth Hall, Oates, and I don't know. Right.
You can't hate on Hall & Oates. I mean, that's good stuff.
All right, let's go to Craig's apparently boring list for number three.
It is. My number three, I went with one that I, you know, it's just he's got to do it. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, inducted in 2001.
Oh, all right.
He's just got to be up there for me.
I figured that's fine. I the list was extensive. I may have overlooked him. He wouldn't have made my list had I noticed him. But yeah, totally. I think that's a totally reasonable addition to any list.
See, as you guys are going through your list, I'm looking for, should I have put them on my list? But Michael Jackson is a no. I was never a huge fan of Michael Jackson. I get the talent, but I just, no.
I am and I remain, but, you know, he still didn't make my list or my honorable mention.
All right, what you got there, son?
Well, I've got Mr. Johnny Cash at number three.
Okay.
That's my expected race number one, so...
Obviously, you know, written tons of incredible music, had a phenomenal voice, you know, had some great crossover stuff at the end of his career. Really a pioneer in both country and music as a whole.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Man, I still remember the first time I heard that cover of Hurt. I'm like, man, that was good.
Yep, that was a little bit excellent.
That's true.
So let's go with Ray's number two.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if this is out of left field as well, but again, going through the list, a musician that I recognize. Again, I don't own a whole lot of, but I do enjoy many of his songs. David Bowie is my number two.
Sure.
All right.
Bowie's classic.
I have seen him in concert, so
sure.
At least there's that.
He's opening for Journey in Pittsburgh in the summer.
This summer?
I believe so.
Zombie David Bowie is coming back to life.
Oh, is he dead?
To open for Journey.
Who am I thinking of then? Somebody's opening for Journey. I have
no idea.
That sounded familiar? I didn't know Bowie was dead.
Bowie's been dead for years now.
Five years, actually.
Huh.
Almost six.
All right, well then, somebody nice is opening up for Journey. some random old person is opening for Journey. I don't know.
You're a disgrace to music in general.
That's mostly true.
Get to your number two.
Number two. I had the king. I have to go to the queen. It's Madonna, inducted in 2008.
I totally support that. You know why? Because my number two is Madonna.
Nice. High five.
Yeah. Early Madonna through mid Madonna.
Oh, so good.
Is super good.
Yeah.
The Immaculate Collection is one of my favorite albums. Mm-hmm. I know it's a greatest hits album, but I mean, it's just nonstop excellence.
Yep.
It's one of those ones where I'm excited to play it on vinyl because I don't need to skip or fast forward or rewind. I can just let it play and be happy with every selection that comes up.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
New Madonna's probably less of my favorite. I feel like perhaps she could embrace early retirement and stop making music. But, man, I love Madonna.
All right.
Now, for the grand finale.
By the way, it's Billy Idol is opening for Journey.
Yeah, I looked at it.
Oh, my God, do I want to see that?
Billy Idol and Toto, so.
What?
Yeah. No, it's one or the other. Depends where in the tour you are. Billy Idol is in Pittsburgh.
That's a win for this guy.
Oh, and it's not in the summer. Boy, I'm way off. It's February 22nd.
When is it? Of what?
February 22nd.
Oh, it's in the where?
PPG Paints Arena.
Nearby?
Pittsburgh. Where? PPG Arena.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no. But see, that sounds amazing. And I would embrace that fully in every way. But again, what am I, the Pope? I'm sure if I Google it, tickets are like...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're not cheap.
Gah.
Journey.
Oh, man,
Journey can sell
Billy
out,
Idol. So. I've never seen him live, and I really want to because I love his music. He is not on my list because I don't think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I purchased tickets for a Billy Idol concert, but I have never seen him live.
Yeah, he's never not canceled. Like, for what, there was 1 year when he was going to play, he was going to headline the Clearfield County Fair. And I was like, what? This is my time. This is happening for me. And then he canceled. I was devastated.
All right. Before I do my number one, I do have to follow up on your Madonna. So again, I'm listening for should the people on your list, should I have included them? And the answer here is no. When Madonna was out, I hated Madonna. Like I have an appreciation for her now. It's not great, but you know, it's there. She doesn't annoy me like she used to, but
Right. But at the time when she came out, she was the antithesis of everything you stood
exactly.
for.
Yeah. The only reason that Madonna was in my music repertoire at all was because there were a lot of girls who were really into Madonna.
Sure. Endless.
Man, I was but living yeah, on La Isla Bonita with Madonna, you know, in my dreams. So
that's a good tune.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't imagine. You would lose all your long-haired metalhead credibility if you were like, Madonna's great. At least a young you. And now you could be like, yeah, I don't care for her music, but she seems nice.
Well, she doesn't seem nice, but I'm okay with her music.
No, she doesn't seem nice. She seems sketchy.
Yeah. So my number one, yeah, Craig is absolutely right. It was clear Johnny Cash was the top solo artist.
Nice. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't foresee there was any way that this list could happen without Ray going straight to Johnny Cash.
Sure. I actually felt guilty saying Johnny Cash is third because I knew where Ray was going with the number one.
Yeah.
But I couldn't change my list this late in the game. Go ahead, Craig.
My number one, I'm sure, is going to be incredibly unpopular. But it is a singer-songwriter that I have enjoyed for many a year.
Is it Randy Travis? It's always Randy Travis.
No, he's in country music.
That doesn't mean he does. Maybe he's in this Hall of Fame as well. I don't know.
He is not. Okay. Inducted in the year 2000, it is James Taylor.
Oh, that's fine.
I love James Taylor.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He is a very talented songwriter and guitarist.
What is there something I should know him from? I can't the names. I know the name, but I can't pick. I can't get any music.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days. I thought would never end.
Okay.
Boom. Good job, Craig. Wow. You killed it in that version of the trivia game.
Oh, in my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
Oh, I pulled up a list. I know every single one of these songs. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great songs. Dude was a very prolific writer.
Okay.
Ian, what you got?
Oh, well, to make up for the fact that I, you know, involuntarily torpedoed his list, my number one, David Bowie.
Mm.
Ziggy Stardust is one of my absolute favorite musicians. I love even some of his stuff that got released, you know, after he passed away, you know, I found a love for. But man, every one of his albums was just so good. Like I saw him in the exact same concert Ray saw him in.
True. Before we met.
Yeah. But before we knew each other, he was, and I didn't even realize then, even then I was too young to appreciate the level of artistry that he brought to music and the level of performance. Cause I went there to see the Nails and they were great. And, you know, I hung around for a couple David Bowie songs and I was like, I better beat Traffic. But man, I regret it deeply now. Now as an adult, I don't know why. I wish I would have stayed and saw the whole thing. He's so good. David Bowie is, if I could have put him at the number one in my list of bands, I would have.
Ray,
yeah, his music is always a go-to of mine.
Any honorable mentions, Ray?
One person that I wrote down and then didn't go with, I actually, again, not a big fan, but really appreciate the music contribution, was Bruce Springsteen.
Sure.
I thought he deserved a mention.
All right.
Craig, honorable mention?
Yeah, I went with, I have three of them like last week because it's so hard to limit myself. Okay. One of them.
I feel like mine is probably on your list. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Really? I'm curious.
Yeah.
One of them is Bob Seger.
He deserves to be on my honorable mention list.
All right. I enjoy Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger.
The second one is Paul Simon.
Amazing, but not even on my radar.
All right. The third one is totally not in your list. I could get it. I would be astounded. It is the original guy who sold his soul at the crossroads, Robert Johnson.
Yeah, not even, I don't even know what you just said.
Right.
He's really the foundation for all blues music.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm not questioning his ability or talent or anything. I just,
If you've ever heard a story about someone who went down to the crossroads at midnight and sold their soul to the devil for talent, that sure. story is about Robert Johnson.
I mean, he died in 1938, so I don't expect that I would know much of his music.
Yeah. You have to find some really old vinyl to get the Robert Johnson songs, but
Have you seen the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I try not to.
Okay.
Because I hate
Sorry,
that movie.
There's a character in there who sells his soul to the devil to learn how to play the guitar really well.
Yep.
I assume it's modeled after him.
I'm sure it is.
My honorable mention is Prince.
Oh.
Prince is amazing. Sure.
Yeah? Yeah?
Prince is one of the most prolific and entertaining artists I've ever seen, and that man could play the guitar like nobody's business.
Game. Blouses.
Oh, right. Also, he's apparently excellent at basketball and loves pancakes.
Woo, Prince! Wait. Prince wearing panties? What's going on?
He's looking at me all sad, and I was like, you know you didn't buy that shirt in the men's department.
So, by the way, that character in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was named Tommy Johnson.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was supposed to be a play on Robert Johnson, but...
I believe yes.
I would imagine.
There you go. Yeah, Prince is a good, solid choice. Can't go wrong there. All right, let's move on. Ian, what's the trivia?
I feel like there's a good chance that the trivia was asking what English city did the spatial convergence take place in Thor, the Dark right. World? Does that sound correct?
That does.
I'm right. It's Greenwich.
Mm, not Cardiff.
No. No, good guess, though.
Everything happens in Cardiff, though.
This week, let's head on over to Captain Marvel land. This week's trivia. What is the Nova Empire's designation for Earth?
Oh, that's a good question.
Again, from the movie Captain Marvel, what is the Nova Empire's designation for Earth? I will provide you with an answer next week. And by that, I mean when we next do a show, and I will have forgotten that this was the question, and I'll ask people about it, and no one will remember, and we'll move on to a new question.
I wrote it down.
Nice. Ray saves the day.
Earth. Well, while you're writing things down, did you write anything down for the mailbag?
No, I don't write the mailbag. That's actually generated by our listeners. This
did
week...
Did you take any notes?
I do have notes. This week, most of the comments are from the D3 forum. Auberman said that at the current pace of S.H.I.E.L.D. resupply, Havoc would be rewarded on day 3070. Of course, it'll probably be a color that Ray doesn't need. Yeah, that's about right. That sounds right. Godzilla fan said a suggested topic for the next podcast. Some people have discussed how MPQ is using holiday in lieu of Christmas, but the Phantom Menace is their use of winter, which is discriminatory towards the Southern Hemispherians. I don't think we're going to discuss that. Sorry.
Okay.
TJJ author says, what I would like to know is your top five bands who haven't been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then he gives his three. And I don't want to do this just in case you want to make note of top bands that haven't been inducted. And to me, that's a harder list to make. I don't know.
I would argue that it's a much easier list to make. I would say, Ray, make a list of your top three favorite bands, cross-reference it to that old list. If they're on there, pick someone right. new.
Yeah, this is true.
But am I writing that on our possible list for top threes? You bet okay. I am.
There you go.
Unless we already did top three bands.
I don't know.
We did specific categories. Like, we did top three hair bands.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm still going to write it down just in case, because I love it.
Okay. Auberman also posted, and this was interesting to me. Anybody who looks into a rank 5 Black Widow's Baton support from this last puzzle should probably put it on Shang-Chi immediately, since it gives you an 80% chance to start with 6 purple AP at the start of the battle. Yeah, guess what I'm doing next.
adding your baton to Shang-Chi.
Yeah, exactly. Which means if you start with just 1 AP purple boost, you will usually be able to fire his purple power right at the start of the battle. If you want to double down and you have the Quantum Realm support, even at just rank 1, there is a chance that you can also start with 5 purple AP. And then if you want to triple down, you can put Chimichangas at rank 4. If you have them at rank 4, you can pick up extra red and purple AP with matches, which... Why didn't I think of that for Shang-Chi? That could be devastating. And he said, actually, my preferred configuration when using Shang-Chi in PvE is to put Chimichangas on him and the other two supports on his teammates, and then try to make no moves at all in many battles. You just start with purple, use it, and just crush everything. Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. So there's a lesson in supports from Auberman for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is a lot more thought than I would have put into it.
Yeah, but very, could be very useful.
Very devastating, yeah.
Right, I love that people are thinking practically and critically about supports. They're not like me. They're like, who's this support named after? Okay, it goes on that character.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I 100%. Do, too.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a special perk for that character? Oh, they're getting this thing.
So there you go. Kind of a light mailbag, but still, thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right, let's do this. Do this. Oh, all right, then. Let's see what three stars are boosted this week. Dr. Doom. If you can get his purple to happen, that's going to do a ton of damage. His attack tiles from summon demons are going to do more damage. The Iron Fist. He's a delight. He helped me out in one of my, I want to say, fireside puzzles. The goal was to generate black. And I was like, oh, and I had him and I was fighting Cloak and Dagger. Generating 18 black was the easiest thing I've ever done in the game. It was awesome.
Yeah, there was one of those where I used Cloak and Dagger and Domino. And it was just black everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had Domino at a useful level, that would have totally supplemented in an amazing way. So anyway, his other two abilities, the second half of his purple where he punches you really hard, and his green damage slash strike tiles are going to be boosted, as is his recurring attack tile. More damage there as well. Good for him. Lots of good things from Iron Fist. Iron Man 40, his super-powered Unibeam and his lesser-powered blue AoE are both going to be boosted. Kamala Khan, better healing, better green AoE, and Thanos, better Courting of Death. I'm a lazy Thanos user. I don't remember what his other two powers do. I bet one of them is good, though. Maybe green. Come and get me sounds menacing.
Yeah.
All right. 4 stars. Let's see who's boosted. Black Cat. She's boosted. More purple damage. More trap tile damage from her black. And more green damage with her claws. Jubilee. Green AoE is boosted. Purple damage is increased. And her yellow damage also increased in a very convoluted way. Let's see what Negasonic Teenage Warhead is all about. Green AoE is slightly improved, her yellow self-heal is improved, and her red damage is also improved. Thing! The ever-loving Thing. More red damage, more green damage, better projectiles out of his yellow. Oh, Valkyrie. More consecutive red damage with the Dragon Fang, better strike tiles from Best Defense, and harder to satisfy her Bounty Hunter ability. Let's see what these guys are. Infinity War, Captain America. A ton of red damage on both halves of his red. And that's it for him. All right. Oh, good old Rescue. Let's see. More blue damage, more red damage, and stronger protect tiles and stronger buffing. And AoE healing. All of the good stuff from her yellow. And then some more damage and some more damage. Shang-Chi, everybody's favorite new character. Is boosted for some reason, because why not? He's apparently, from what I've been told, already 1,000% over the top. Let's boost him up. So, more blue damage, and more health restoring from his red. And last, but certainly not least, Spider-Man, the Peter Parker version. More damage from his web shots, and more damage from his arachnid agility. Let's see. Samurai says, this week, those of you in the Shang-Chi tier cheer. I'm out. Hold on. Samurai says, this week, those of you in the Shang-Chi tier will want Shang-Chi with Shang-Chi and Shang-Chi, especially for Shang versus Shang. In Shang VE, you'll want to Shang-Chi with Shang-Chi and Shang-Chi.
That seems, 3-star players. Seems pretty accurate.
Yeah. 3-star players who haven't ascended to Shang-Rala yet. You've got Kamala Khan and Thanos to sustain you this week. Her team heal softens the damage from his courting death. That sounds true. And she's got her own AoE to help dish out damage. That sounds great. Why don't you just go ahead and throw Iron Fist in there because he's nice. Or Iron Man because he's boosted. He can throw AP around the colors that they don't really need, but nah, what are you going to do? All right. Well, there you go. Apparently Shang-Chi has broken the game and 3-star players can enjoy Thanos. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Let's head over to team up time.
The synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So this week, the segment was saved once again by Auberman, who gave me a suggestion. He actually gave me 2 suggestions. So we've got 2 more weeks at least. If you have any suggestions, send them in. So he sent me a team by request, a Havoc team. So this is a team. I don't think there's an event that specifically calls for this. It is a 5-star Havoc with a 4 and a 3. I can definitely see PvE this being very useful. So he says he also has been having trouble covering Havoc. This is directly related to how long he was in the tokens. There was a changeover period before they landed on the current rotation, and before shards, 5-stars were in for around 18 weeks. There were a lot of exceptions, but eventually they landed on the now 12 weeks. But in the interim, Havoc, Hulk, and Yelena all got shortchanged and were only in tokens for 10 weeks. So that probably explains my problem as well. But in any case, he says he has him at level 450, and even there he is pretty damaging. For 9 red, his plasma beam does over 18,000 points of damage and makes 3 blue charge tiles. Then you got for 7 blue, he can do either 18,000 points of damage to a single target or 9,000 AoE. His 12 cost green can be situationally strong, but I would be ignoring it here. So, you know, use it at your own peril. He says, if we're going to make Havoc the star of the team, we want to focus on red and blue. One of the obvious ways to do that is by using Valkyrie and 3-star Iron Man. So you've got IM-40's countdowns, which give you red and blue, clearly. And you've got Valkyrie's black, which only needs about 5,500 points of damage to trigger, even at level 370. And since you've got Havoc match damage, that should be easy to be able to do. And that'll give you 4 red AP every couple of turns. So that sounds like basically a good way of using Havoc. You basically put Havoc in front and let him absorb the damage and make matches, and the other two are there to, you know, pop up his AP real quick, and I'm sure Valkyrie will be jumping up and putting some strike tiles out for you as well. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go OG and see if Ian has team open.
I do, but I didn't have Marvel Puzzle Quest loaded just yet. I'll be with you in 43%. All right, and I'm there. Now I gotta do some scrolling. It doesn't take a while. All right. Blammo. You guessed it. Hellcat. It's Patsy.
Just a scrolling. Scrolling.
Now I'm gonna open another one. Ooh. Because it will give me enough shards to my favorite at 4-star. That will be satisfying, regardless of what this is. It's Creepy Bobby, cold as ice.
Okay.
But I got another, level to my juggernaut, so I'll deal with that here shortly.
Hey,
I did need that Patsy. That puts her at the always popular 213.
Nice. Is Echo still new? Can I favorite her yet? Does anybody know?
I wouldn't know, but I'm going to say that she is still new.
Yeah, I think she is. So my problem is I don't have any 4-star favorited, so I'm just getting random shards.
Oh.
Because I don't have anybody. Like, Echo's the only one I need, so.
Right.
I don't know what everybody else does if they're in that situation, but I'm just going with random, so.
I was going to say, if it's anything, like, I mean, obviously depending on what tier you play at, so I'm the same way with 3-star characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, examine either feeders or who has the next best prize.
Sure. Well, I have 12 to open, so...
Holy snaggies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet Christmas.
Well, they transitioned. We've got Circe in there now, so...
Oh, right. Do it, Doug.
Is Craig going? Or am I going?
Oh, I can. I've only got two. I can do them if you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The first one is purple. Ultron, energy beams.
Nice.
The second one is a 4-star. Hey, Creepy Bobby, would you like to build a snowman? So 50%.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Light purple.
So I have a question for Discord then. Do Ultron and Gamora have any feeders in the new fours? That's my next question.
That gets my Ultron up to a 113.
Nice.
All right, I don't see anybody responding, so I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Number one is 4-star Captain Marvel. Number two is, again, 4-star the Talosian. Again, a 4-star Blade. I expected somebody to say who? Iceman. I'm not getting 50%, I have a feeling. I did get a purple. It is a Circe. Gift of Transmutation. All right.
Was it cold as ice, or was it the third one? Was it the green one?
I think it was green.
Yes.
Not positive about that, but I think it was.
So altogether, the three of us could have put a 111 Creepy Bobby on the board.
All right. Number seven, 4-star Nightcrawler. Number eight is a Spider Woman. I did get a second purple.
Yes.
The Deadliest Woman, Relentless Assassin.
Sweet.
Three to go. Ooh, a third purple. Two in a row. Gamora's Pulse Disruption.
Oh, my.
And then
you won't need that feeder after all.
Finish it out. I got the recently reworked Lockjaw. And Main Event Hulk. Crowd going wild.
Nice. Two Gamoras is pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. That puts her at a 133. And it puts Circe on board. I didn't have any of her, so.
Yeah, I am Circe-less.
I think that means I have all the characters.
I would assume so.
Yep. I now have
you don't
one.
Have, you have
one
no
each.
Big wheel yet.
Well, that's impossible. That impossible.
All right. Thank you to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com, is a collection of podcasts working together to bring you a variety of quality entertainment. You can find them all at soontobenamednetwork.com. That's it.
Okay.
I ended, and then I didn't end appropriately, and then I just left it hanging, and I didn't know what to do. Sorry. My tone let you believe that I had more to say, but I did not.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so. I'm done.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Shoot, say, raise some stuff. He still needs some team-ups. If you got some, throw them his way. No show next week. Enjoy your holiday. You can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy a last-minute gift that you may or may not receive by Christmas. I don't know.
I was going to say, something, 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 supply chain. It'll be coming February 8th.
Yeah. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, mashed potatoes can be your friends. Good night, yes. Everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.